Thanks, God. I'm going to be sharing from Thus Speaks Maitreya on Awakening of the Spiritual Forces. We're going to number 3, and this is Find Your Place in the Body. What is the body? The body means the collectivity of the people who have different talents, different abilities. When they come together, they put their abilities together, just like a puzzle. They will fit together to help each other. So the next step, after becoming one with the body, is to find your place in the body. Where do I fit in? What can I do? What is my talent? How can I help the body with my talent? Where do I really fit in? Realizing the Messiah is the beginning point. It's not the end. After you realize that, then you start the work to build the body, to become a part of the whole, to create the initial elders hierarchy, to create the communities of light, to create the manifestation of the hierarchy from the communities of light, and to bring about all possibilities for human progress on all levels of human existence, physically, mentally, and spiritually. It is not enough to say, well, I found the Messiah. You must also work on yourself to become a part of this process that we have already given. So this time, everything has been given, all together. There's more than one aspect to be revealed. It's not only grace, or love, or the communities, or mysticism, or the mystery schools, like in Hinduism, or the Kabbalah, or communities by the children of Israel, etc. Grace came by Isa. Law with Muhammad. Universalism with the Baha'is. See, all of these truths make us realize that each reveal a part of the greater truth. The more people come together, the greater the collective consciousness. With the different levels of participation of these individuals in the body that is gathered together, the body becomes more and more complete. That is why as more people meditate and pray for the grace of God and become more graceful and see Him and bring Him in all the levels of their lives, they will start affecting one another in a greater degree. The more grace is there, the less karma. And the more grace, the more karma is going to be burned away. So everything is going to be accelerated. However, if you accept the first step, but the real first message is the Messiah is here, and are kindled, then the teaching is easy. Then we can create a strong body on earth for the Father. And each candle and each person is a part of this body. Just like a puzzle, every cell in the body has to function properly so the body can manifest. Someone is the feet. Someone is the eyes. Someone is the brain. Someone is the hand. But we need all of them. Someone asked, does the mission of Maitreya need artists? An artist. We need everything. We need every talent. Everything that humanity can manifest is welcome here. Be it a scientist, be it a lawyer, be it a doctor, be it an artist, be it a painter, be it anything that is there, we know it can be used. Each of them present God in different levels. And all of them are necessary in God's body to manifest Him in full. That is, God is a scientist. He is the best lawmaker. He is the best doctor. He is the best artist. He is the best cook. Why do you think we get such good food? Because God makes it. If God makes music, we're going to have beautiful music too. If God comes through and gets the mission done, we can get good things done. All of us have talent. All of us are a part of the body. But each of us have different roles to play. If we accept our roles, then we are going to dance together and get this mission beautifully and gracefully done. But if we resist the will of God, then the body is going to be sick. It's not going to function as properly and efficiently as it should. If God wanted you to go into an ecstatic level, He would have created this universe in that state. He wants you to see the play. He wants you to search Him, to find Him, and to realize Him on all levels, the physical, mental, and the spiritual levels. Expand your mind. If you are only devotional, you still have a place in the kingdom because your love, your devotion, beauty of glorifying God through devotion still pleases the Lord because it pleases you. If you have a lot of knowledge, fine, as long as you use it for the kingdom. To create the kingdom of heaven, it is useful and accepted by the Lord. If you are a good light worker, you do the work, but surrender the result to the Lord. Again, you do karma yoga. And also, if you do this work toward the creation of the kingdom, you're accepted and blessed. So again, we are asking every person to go out from where they are, to expand themselves to a greater self, something that's difficult because humans are usually more comfortable with where they are at. If I know this much and I'm comfortable with it, why do I want anything else? Maitreya says, yes, you know a lot. You are wonderful. You are beautiful in what you know. But there is more. See, that is where the people probably start to create resistance. See, I know so much. Yet Maitreya is asking me to know more and even go beyond. I know a lot about the West, for instance. He's asking me to learn about the East. Or, I know a lot about the East, but he's suggesting. Well, you have to also know about Western knowledge or technology or computers. All this expansion of the human mind is going to happen. The only difference is the coming of the Messiah, and his teaching will accelerate the process. Meditate and pray. Meditation and prayer. Meditation is when God talks to you. You calm your mind and you let Him talk to you. Prayer is when you talk to God. So if you have a conversation, you have to have both. If you only meditate, then God talks all the time and you don't have anything to say. But if you pray, then he has to keep quiet. He has to start meditating. With meditation and prayer, it will be a two-way relationship, a friendship. Meditation and prayer go together. Either one alone is incomplete. Meditation and prayer are the two tools that you can use to come close to God. Meditation, prayer, service and satsang are the four pillars in knowing God. There is the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and the unconscious mind. The unconscious mind is the universal mind. is everything. It is the mind of God. The conscious mind is what you're conscious about right now. The subconscious mind is like programming in this lifetime and many, many previous lifetimes. Because of our experiences, we learn how to cope with our environment, how to feel, how to be, how to think, how to react. This program is really what runs our lives. It says, if this and this happens, you do this, like computer programming. Sometimes you don't even understand why you react like this. This is the program from your previous lifetime, because of those experiences. One of the things meditation does is to stir the subconscious mind, to bring this part of you out. Eventually, you become more and more familiar with this part of you. Meditation brings these things up. Probably you will not remember why everything happened in all your lifetimes. You will see the knot in your consciousness, realize it is there, and why you feel like this or you like that. If you keep that in the light of your meditation, if you keep in your consciousness, why is it happening? It eventually dissolves by itself. These creatures are the darkness and can only live in darkness. They run your life from the darkness. One day you wake up in the morning and you say, enough is enough. I am the master of my life. Get out of here. These creatures say, no, 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 no. You can't do that. You do not understand. We are trying to protect you from yourself. Trust us. We've been running your life all this time. You can't just wake up this morning and say we are not going to do it any longer. However, if you keep them in the light long enough, they will dissolve, and you will become the master of your life. You will replace that old programming with the universal mind, which knows it, which knows all and is all. How can you keep them in the light? By meditating. So you start to open yourself up with these questions. You remember things. You understand and realize those things. You become more and more comfortable with your subconscious mind. You become familiar with your subconscious mind. You understand your subconscious mind, and these creatures eventually dissolve by themselves. So you really don't have any vigorous effort. You change yourself by realizing yourself. I'm going to repeat that. You change yourself by realizing yourself. Most people don't even have time to meditate once in their whole lifetime. They really have a lot of things that they haven't had a chance to look at in their whole life. And when they die, they have no choice in that state but to meditate deeply. Death is the most perfect and complete state of meditation. In that level, we have no choice but to look at ourselves and what happened in our lives. It's recommended that humans start to meditate and learn the process of withdrawing from the crowd or withdrawing from their day-to-day activities. They can withdraw their minds from becoming too attached to the external world or to themselves and direct their consciousness to the higher things and relate to the process within themselves. So learning to withdraw and become a witness entity is very important. Then you can look at life in its fullness. Sometimes we even go through the process through meditation and think, for instance, I want this, anything, so badly. Instead of going and buying or gaining it and then realizing, well, that wasn't it either, you can meditate on it. I want this so badly. Why do I want it so badly? Go through the process. Suppose I will have it. What am I going to do with it? I'm going to do this with it. Is it really worth it? In meditation, a person can say, let's consider this and go through with the process of having it and using it. When you're finished, you might think, well, it really isn't worth it after all. It's not that important. I really don't want it. So I can concentrate on other things. You may go through the process and find it is necessary. It is good. It is right. It's from the highest. Yes, the Spirit says you need that, so you go and get it. If you know the will of the Lord, you have to be joyful. You have to have a very productive and flowing life. The mystical path means you are trying to unify yourself with God. You meditate on God, and God meditates on you. Or you pray to God. It's the same thing. When you pray to God, you talk to God. When you meditate, God talks to you. And if you pray all the time, you are talking and God is listening. But if you keep quiet and close your eyes, then God talks to you and you listen. The people who pray a lot don't let God talk to them. They always tell God what to do. They don't listen to what God wants to tell them to do. Of course, sometimes when you pray, you become completely silent in prayer. That is really when you meditate. So, the first step to create that connection between you and God, that is called the mystical path. That is what covers Hinduism, Buddhism, and all the religions that meditate a lot on God. If you read the scriptures, it says, be still and know that I am God. So, true meditation is when you're physically, mentally, and emotionally still. Completely still. But mind is tricky. The people who meditated for a long time realize that the only way to keep the mind still is to give it something that it cannot think about. It cannot unfold. So they came up with this device of giving the mind a word which they call mantra. What this mantra does is to give that mind something that it cannot solve. You sit and you repeat this mantra. Of course, the mantra can have a meaning which brings you also to God, and it can have no meaning at all. This mantra keeps the mind monkey busy, so your consciousness becomes still and you then see God. So what happens in the mind is the mind becomes still. When the mind becomes still, it has no desires left. It becomes completely calm. When it becomes completely calm, the consciousness, your true essence, your I am, your Atman, which is already one with God, manifest. Then you will know yourself. You will know God, and you are touched. So this is the whole package together. A lot of people want to find happiness only by meditating, or going on a vacation, or going into the floating tanks, or using those special glasses with lights going on. But when they come out of it, their problem is still there. The crime is still there. The drugs are there. The whole thing is there. So meditating alone is not the answer. To use these tools to feel good for a short time is not the answer. These are all escapism. Escapism does not solve human problems, but communities of light do. The answer is the whole package. And thanks God for sharing that teaching by Maitreya. And now I'll return the mic back to the room so that we can have another reader to share these teachings. All thanks to the Father.